Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. The Reverend Dr. John Sias is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Colossians, the third chapter. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's only so much water in our mental ocean. It's either mile wide and inch deep, or mile deep and inch wide, but not both. Every profession says freshmen come in knowing practically nothing about everything, and the doctors go out knowing almost everything about practically nothing. And none but metaphysicists pursue a theory of everything that really explains anything, because any such theory could not explain it to the likes of us. We just can't sense that much sense to it all. Even though it is said that Christ is the be-all, end-all, and so it is well said. Yes, this is all the more true of the gospel. We can silo its richness into such a narrow shaft as to dismiss it from the broad plane of life, saying, well, I'm not a theologian. If it is to be applied to all of life, we might spread it sparingly. Cheap roller, one can only per bedroom. Empty philosophies and conceits of old plainly showing through. Even within the same man, one might store up tall silos of theological facts, but meter the silage rather meagerly in the feed yard and satisfy himself a skinny cow. But this is no way to paint or to farm or to believe or to live, and St. Paul will have none of it. He will proclaim Christ. He will admonish all men. He will teach with all wisdom. He will present everyone perfect in Christ. This, he says, is his goal. And thus, he says, he would, with all God's energy, carry out his ministry, even fulfill the word of God. He intends even those, like some at Colossae, who have never seen his face, to reach all the riches of the completely wise understanding. For the full comprehension of God's mystery, which is in Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge, that is quite a job. And yes, he has met people, even if not these. But he's therefore all the more convinced of the power and necessity of the gospel that's been entrusted to him, the all-prevailing wisdom of God's mystery in Christ, and convinced that it's to be spread thick everywhere, that it will smother nothing but death and hellfire, that only it can raise any good new thing to life and keep it growing, and that spread thick that it will do. Thus, he can, in our text today, hold in absolute juxtaposition the broad trough where the meat is to grow and the high silo where its substance is, absolutely sure that the latter will fully supply the former. Listen to this charge. Put on, he says, to each and all of us, as the elect saints of God. Has he met us? But he says, as the elect saints of God, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing one another up and forgiving. If any should have a complaint, as Christ has forgiven you, he says, so you must forgive. And put on love atop everything, the bond, he says, of perfection. There's the hungry maw of the trough. Try this for a while. I dare say that for each and every one of us, these last bits are hard. And he puts it to us as Jesus himself does. If you will not forgive, neither will my Father forgive you. Let alone the rest of it. What part of what you count as your good and decent attempt at life is not crucified on these words? Oh, dear Jesus, how can I possibly begin to forgive as I absolutely need you to have forgiven me, to love as you have and still do? But right here, with the thought, how can I, our sin becomes utterly sinful. The empty philosophies and conceits of old showing through, our looking for strength in ourselves to go and do it, our fearing that if we do not do it, we will be damned at the last, or that if we dare to, even to try, that our lives might become hell right here. However tall our silos, know us or not, here at the trough, this is how we all think. We've thought the gospel simple. We've dismissed it because life is complicated. Thought it not rich enough to keep us in the manner that we've become accustomed, at least. In most of the contexts of our lives, we have context-switched the doctrine of the gospel, life itself, away. The truth is, the gospel is simple, with its many exclusive particles. Christ alone, word alone, grace alone, faith alone. But as we were taught so beautifully the other day, this does not make faith easy, but hard. The gospel is utterly simple, completely single-minded. In Christ, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell bodily, to reconcile to himself all things by the blood of his cross. He has reconciled you in that body of flesh by his death, to present you holy and blameless in the faith and by the gospel. He has buried you into his death in your baptism, and has raised you through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. It's simple. It explains all things. It is the true theory of everything. But to the likes of us, the hearing of it is never once and done. One coat coverage. Empty philosophies and conceits of old are always showing through. And left to ourselves, we get tired, don't we, of scraping and painting, and are afraid to knock out that old bad plaster. St. Paul is not ignorant of this, and neither should we be, and indeed we are not. Thus we maintain the office of the holy ministry, that the word should be put to us from outside, like or like it not, that the word should not be left to silos, but the silage spread thin, but be laid on thick everywhere. Thus, too, we are not content that we believe, or they believe, and then to go on with life largely as before, but we actually work devotedly at teaching and admonishing one another in wisdom, singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs that teach, that admonish in a liturgia not of the law, but of the gospel, not to justify, but to give the peace of Christ full reign over troubled hearts. To fire a living whole burnt offering of life in the life of every Christian to the perfection of the glory of God here in time and hereafter in eternity. For that high aim of the church's ministry and worship, we labor. For God is not parsimonious here or lazy, and we would be fools if we would. He gives us richly because richness we need. The ministry, the worship, is maintained so that Christ may dwell among us and his word not meagerly or even sufficiently, but richly, that it may be put to us so that we daily learn increasingly this singular word and logic and do not become disdainful and sick of it, but ponder it constantly and draw from it that comfort of sins forgiven, that confidence of life, eternal life, by God's grace that alone gives the peace of Christ free reign over our hearts, that alone kindles our hearts again to love in this world, to perfect our binding together in the one body in which we indeed have been called in Christ. I say all this knowing, yes, we've met them. We've met us, to be sure. But the gospel is preached and is true and is the power of God, and Christ is the be-all, end-all of it, and he's not done with us yet. And in that vein, Pastor Denzer, you have a unique call. As director of worship for the Lutheran Church at Missouri Synod, you, like St. Paul, will now minister indirectly to many you don't know face-to-face. Parishes, pastors, teachers, other offices auxiliary to the ministry, schools. But you know they face that broad trough and need to be fed richly with the Word of God. You know the complexity and paucity of their lives that needs to be overcome constantly with all the simplicity and richness of the gospel. You are charged to help the word of Christ dwell among them ever more richly, to urge along and strengthen their building up together in the divine service by the gospel, in love, the bond of perfection. Look at us. That is quite a job. And as at the same time chaplain to this international center of the same, you will get to know some of the silo people, or so the theory goes. Look at us. That's a job too. You will find the same broad trough here in the silo shadow, and some tall silos spreading thin to themselves. And your charge here is the same, to see to it that the word of Christ may not be here in paucity or mere sufficiency, but in richness, that the peace of Christ may reign supreme in the hearts of all and each of his people. To this God has suited you with excellent gifts, his gospel and his spirit. And you have answered the call of hungry congregations and a hungry whatever this is, to help heap the trough with all the richness of the gospel, where the meat is to come to the rattling bones of skinny cows, where empty philosophies and conceits of old must always be conquered with the wisdom of God in Christ. Do it in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Fulfill the ministry that you have in the Lord in love, in the bond of perfection. The peace of Christ reign in your heart also. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, Reverend Sean Denzer has been called by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to serve as Director of Worship and International Center Chaplain. Let us hear the word of the Lord. By the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Romans 12. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. 1 Corinthians 12. Sean, do you promise solemnly to carry out the responsibilities of your office in conformity with the Holy Scriptures, and in keeping with the confessions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, as a true exposition of the Scriptures? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
Do you solemnly promise to perform the duties of your office, making the best use of the abilities God has given you, in accordance with the Constitution and bylaws of the Synod? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, you have heard the solemn promises of Sean, who has been properly called to serve the Synod. Will you support and pray for him in his work? If so, then answer, we will.
We will.
Sean, are you ready and willing to assume your work? If so, then answer, I am.
I am.
Please kneel. Reverend Sean Denzer, I install you as LCMS Director of Worship and International Center Chaplain in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We rise. Let us pray. Almighty and most gracious God, we give thanks that you send your people true and faithful servants. Grant to Sean, as he serves in this position, the direction, aid, and counsel of your Holy Spirit, that through his labors your church may be nourished, sustained, and equipped for every good work, and built up into him who is the head, even Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Go in peace and joy. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and bless and strengthen you for service in his name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Pastor Ryan, short-term volunteer teaching at the seminary in Uganda. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.